usually this tardy. For those of you who are wondering, we are working with some technical issues, and I was waiting for a thumbs up from our sound and vision guy. Can we go ahead, yes or no? Yes, okay, we got a thumbs up, thank you. There were some problems with too much light, apparently. And for those of us here, we recognize this is very nice ambiance, but it's not showing up the same for those who are live streaming. So that's what they are working on. So we'll begin this evening's program. This, tonight, is the meeting place of heaven and earth. For this, tonight, is the stable in which God keeps his appointment to meet his people. Not many high are here, not many holy, not many innocent children, not many worldly wise, not all familiar faces, not all frequent visitors, but if tonight only strangers met, that would be enough. For Bethlehem was not the hub of the universe, nor was the stable a platform for famous people. In an out-of-the-way place, which people never thought to visit, there God kept and keeps his promise. There God sends his Son. Let's pray. Divine and eternal Word, who descended from the Father into the heart of the Virgin Mary, your love for humankind leads you to Bethlehem, where you were born in a poor and humble stable. In truth, thousands of angels also accompany you on this journey. And we, whom you came to save, we pray for your presence here as we come to worship you and walk alongside Mary and Joseph on this journey. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to formally welcome all of you who have shown up here tonight, as well as to all of those who have connected by computers at home, whether you are together with family members or in your own home. You are not alone. We are together worshiping the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We trust that you will be blessed by our simple offering tonight. And many voices and many hands have come together to put this program together.
Thank you. Reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, and then onward. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
While we are going to be listening to words, we're also going to be singing the carols that we are familiar with. If you would like to follow along, we'll be using the blue hymnal, and I'll announce the song number, and often we'll just sing a verse or two, so you won't need to look for the song if you don't want to. So the first hymn we'd like to sing is 191, O Little Town of Bethlehem, verse 1.
And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
In the field, with cacti and caves, and roses and grass among the rocks, shepherds in smelly skins and sweaty shoes, and dirty knuckles, and matted, uncombed hair, in the field.
196, while shepherds watched their flocks by night, verses 1 and 2.
There were shepherds out in the field, men in the field at work, men working outside Bethlehem, north and west of town, or was it north and east, or south? Men in the field somewhere, men, ordinary, extraordinary men. Go down Main Street, Two blocks, turn right to the alley, now left, and straight ahead. It isn't so much of a place, you could miss it. A few men overhauling engines there in the shop, down on the ground, where men work among engines and motors and gardens and cement and bricks and timber and tools and trucks and missiles and sheep. On the ground, in that region, in the field, the shepherds waited. They watched sheep and waited. Men working and waiting. Men fix cars and tractors, and they wait. The psalmists waited. Kings waited. Sarah waited. David waited. Isaiah waited. Elizabeth waited. Joseph waited. Simeon waited. Israel waited. Anna, David, Joseph, Simeon, women, men, shepherds, Israel, Canada.
It was to older people that Jesus came, and that they might know their place and learn his name, and upset notions of whom God may choose to change the world or celebrate good news. And this they understand who have been told of Sarah, who conceived when she was old, and Hannah, who found joy despite her tears, and Naomi, who blessed her later years, with Zechariah zealous for routine, ensuring what's to come is what has been. They may disclaim an angel's message too, declaring God's intends to make things new. Like Simeon resigned to failing power, old age might yet become the finest hour. For those who risk false claims that they're deranged by saying God wants all things to be changed. It is not in the manger Christ must stay, forever lying helpless in the hay. It is by older people Jesus is blessed, who see God's resentlessness in him expressed.
Psalm 172. O come, Emmanuel. Verse 1.
Christmas comes in the Holy Land, in my homeland, in any land, among people with dirty knuckles and greasy overalls and sweaty shoes and perfumes and white collars and clerical collars and bow ties and knot ties and house coats and uniforms and dress suits and sloppy dressing. Christmas doesn't need dressing up or decoration. It does not need preparation like covering the body just right, or folded hands and silence. It does not depend on keeping watch over sheep and cars and machinery and employees and a section of land or a store. The shepherds were just being at work, keeping watch over their flock by night and he was born.
O little town of Bethlehem, 191, verse 2.
Calendars do not tell when Christmas comes. We do not read it off a wall, off the face of clocks, for Christmas appears. It is in the fields, in the middle of sheep sleeping, the inn, in the midst of hammers pounding, motors roaring, multitudes walking, and people sleeping and rocking. When we do not have the time or the power to get ready, it comes.
Verse 3 of O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Hello everyone, this is Ken.
And Marion.
And we want to sing the song Still, Still, Still. It is originally in German, so we'll sing it in German today. It's a lullaby to the baby Jesus. Rachel will join us on the violin.
Die Engel tun schon.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Hark, the herald angels sing. 201, we'll sing verse 1.
They have heard it on the hills. They have heard it in the streets. The rumor prevails, and none can contradict it.
Some are looking up the prophets. Some are studying the skies. Others speculate or calculate, but none deny the facts.
Some are dancing back to sheepfolds. Some are traveling foreign roads. Some await more information. Others celebrate the news.
In a foreign place, a ruler has imposed a new tax. In a hilly place, an old woman nourishes her new son. In a royal place, an old ruler senses a new threat. In a busy place, a young couple cope with their new child.
And what seems the wrong time, in what seems the wrong place, among those who seem the wrong people, God has decided to bless, disturb, and visit us.
An angel of the Lord appeared. Where are the newscasters? Where are the predictors and waiting crowds and engineers and cameras and boom mics and program directors and reporters? 1 minute away from the moment that he was born, and the crowds and engineers and newscasters were not there. They did not know. Not even secret intelligence people knew. Not even the government. People weren't coming cross-country to celebrate. No mass electronic mailing. Fear cast out.
Sweetly through the night, and the mountain.
Bethlehem, verse 4.
And they were filled with fear.
Angels could scare a grown man to death if they crept up to him in the shop or in the office or in the tractor. We can be scared by angels or even by Christmas or God if we don't know for sure. It is where we need to know for sure about something that matters. About everything that matters, that Christmas came and comes. Be not afraid, afraid not of what the angels would say, but plain afraid. Be not afraid of why we are afraid.
O come, all ye faithful, 212. Verse 1 and 3.
Come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come.
would invite each of you who picked up a little candle, tea light at the back when you came in, turn it on. Now I'm going to go and turn the lights off. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were filled with fear.
The light was on them, maybe for 5 minutes, maybe 1 second, maybe not the way clocks count time. This was not kilowatt nor spotlight or floodlight. This was the glory of the Lord breaking through and shining, not on a house or a colonial door or a huge chimney or on a silver tree. It was on shepherds, in shepherds, around shepherds. No mistake about it. Christmas is from God above to people on earth. People scared. God's light ignored their knuckles and clothes and reputation. It did not show they were tired or poor. It showed they were scared, scared men. For scared shepherds, Christmas was good news. For they knew now for sure what only God knows and can tell. They were hearing what no one could find out unless God said it. And God told the angels to tell the people and to call it glad tidings, good news.
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told, what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
It is a great joy which will come to all people.
All people, shepherds, presidents and cooks, pole vaulters and kings and hired hands, soldiers, actors, depressed, athletes, sick men, ministers, meat packers, alcoholics, governors. Fear is no respecter of persons, nor is Christmas. You can turn a gift down because you already have one, or it doesn't fit, or you don't like the color. But what God gave that night while they were keeping watch over the sheep, or what God gives down the alley in the grease pit, it fits. It fits the fears of big men, 10-year-olds, toddlers, women, young men, anyone, everyone. Christmas is for everyone, but it comes from God. It is not like Christmas presents. It cannot be bought or looked at. It cannot be opened or set on a table. You cannot hug the one who gave it or kiss him or thank him by phone. You can do that to people, not to God. You can only let him do this and be amazed and dumbfounded and wonder and wonder and wonder.
The old man spoke, his eyes full of wonder. He said, "For all these long Decembers, all those Advents, I waited and hoped and longed for the Christ child. But it was only this Christmas night, as I knelt by the crib I realized, after all these years, his greater, deeper, truer longing for me.
Joy to the world, verse 1.
Helpless, vulnerable, exposed, a frail human baby born in a cattle shed. In such a manner, God made his home among us, that we might be drawn in him through his very defenselessness. There were none to deny entry to that Bethlehem stable. No security locks, no guards, no barriers of any kind. Indeed, no Christ. God came to break all barriers down, to respond to that love which risks all in reaching out to us. We surely must also take risks in reaching out to others. Risk being misunderstood, risk having our overtures rejected, risk becoming vulnerable, defenselessness. How else can the true Christmas message be transmitted? How else can the word of peace, the word of reconciliation, become flesh in us?
Thank you.
Let us listen and let us sing the final song, Silent Night, Holy Night, and reflect on the words we heard, the story we heard, the songs we sang, and the music we heard. 193, and we'll sing all the four verses, Silent Night.
The stable in Bethlehem must have been a busy place on Christmas Eve. What with birth and all its urgencies, the visiting, worshiping shepherds, and the people they had told, all crushing in to see. Don't just do something. Stand there. We come at last to the stable. A little breathless, preoccupied perhaps, but we gather to rest, to sing, to listen to sweet sounds, ancient words that speak to us of light in darkness, hope beyond all fears. Let us be there, simply be there, with nothing we can do now, nothing we can bring, nothing even to be said, except behold, be blessed, be silent, be at peace. The hour is at hand. The time is all fulfilled. The time is now. That time when we must be there. Simply be there and adore. Please bow for the benediction. Come to us, Lord Jesus. Be born in us this night, in our hearts, our minds, our lives. May the light of your life be kindled in us and lead us to the shining truth of God with us, God for us, God in us. Amen. Thank you all for coming, and I would like to wish you all a very blessed Christmas.